Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
September 29, 1804. Day 139 of the expedition. Camped on a sandbar between present-day Stanley and Sully counties, South Dakota, about 3.5 miles above Chantier Creek. The last 4 days have been very exciting to listen to, but stressful for the captains and the Corps of Discovery. Some of the problem was due to the fact that they did not have a good interpreter. Pierre Durian had been left with the Omahas. Durian and his son were longtime traders with the Indians, and it was a mistake not to have them on board. Pierre Crozat did most of the interpreting with the Teton by speaking through a number of Omaha who were prisoners of the Teton. One of the things Crozat found out from the Omaha was that the Teton were planning to rob and kill the party. The Teton were of the opinion that the expedition was planning to avenge the Teton attack on the Omaha. Intelligence in those days was as subject to error as it is today. Well, today things have smoothed out somewhat, and the expedition is moving on. Captain Clark writes,
"At 9 o'clock we observed the second chief with 2 men and squaws on shore. We refused to let one more come on board, stating sufficient reasons. Observe they walked on shore to the place we intended to camp and offered us women. We objected and told them we should not speak to another Teton except the one on board with us, who might go on shore whenever he pleased. Those Indians proceeded on until later in the evening, when the chief requested that the pirogue might put him across the river, which we agreed to. Captain William Clark, September 29, 1804.
Tomorrow, an agreement that the expedition could proceed.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman. Captain Lewis, read by Russ Palmer. Journal entries are from Gary Moulton's edition of The Journals. Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is produced at Yellowstone Public Radio. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.